Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Right after Jesus fed the 5,000 with a few loaves and fishes, he told the apostles to get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds and then went up into the hills to pray. Now the disciples didn't know where Jesus went. All they knew was that they were rowing hard while they were being beaten back by the wind. Actually, from where Jesus was praying up on the hill, he could see them the whole time. He was watching them the whole time. We know that God sees everything. We know that the Lord is always watching. But sometimes, it just feels like he isn't there. And those are the times we fall into sin. Adam and Eve used to walk with God in the garden. They used to know his presence palpably, but not always. And it was during one of those times when God wasn't walking with them that they listened to the serpent. So too, Moses dwelt among the Israelites and spoke with God and worked God's wonders for all to see. But it was when Moses left their presence to be up alone with God on the mountaintop, then, when God felt far away and remote, then it was that the Israelites built their golden calf. God is always present. God always sees us. But he can allow us to feel as though he doesn't, so that we can be free to choose. And it's in those times when we're most likely to choose wrongly. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When God walked among us, when he traveled about this place with his friends, even then, they behaved badly when they thought he wasn't looking. Judas betrayed Jesus when Jesus was out of sight. The apostles argued about who was the greatest among them when Jesus was out of hearing. Peter, James, and John didn't fall asleep in the garden until Jesus was a stone's throw away. And Peter denied Jesus 3 times when he thought Jesus wasn't paying attention. But when the Lord turned and looked at him, when Peter saw that Jesus knew everything, then poor Peter couldn't believe what he himself had just done. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Even when we remember the truth, even when we know what we're doing is wrong, we somehow don't feel like it matters in the moment. Peter knew he was lying when he denied knowing Christ. Adam and Eve knew God had said not to eat the forbidden fruit. The Israelites knew that the God who had brought them out of Egypt wasn't that stupid golden calf. And we know gossip is ugly. We know lust is shameful. We know workaholism and anxiety about money and status and stuff is just going to make us miserable. But in the moment, all we can feel is how badly we want to say something or see something or get something done. And so we fall. And afterwards, we see Christ looking at us. And we can't imagine how we just did what we did. And Peter wept bitterly, because how could he have done it? How could we? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We only sin when we don't feel God's presence. And so the first thing to do after we've sinned is to rush to God's presence. Just like Peter after the resurrection, when he recognized it was Jesus on the shore, and he was out in the middle of the lake on the boat. What did he do? He immediately jumped out of the boat and swam as fast as he could to Jesus standing on the shore. The way Peter looked at him in the face and said, "I love you. I love you. You know I love you." We have to rush to God's presence, especially his forgiving presence in the confessional. We should say, "I know it was wrong. It was stupid. It was hurtful. I'm sorry. Please help me not to do that again." And the Lord will forgive us as he forgave Peter across that little campfire 2,000 years ago. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
As soon as we fall, we need to rush to the presence of Christ. But we also want to try to avoid sinning in the future. And that means somehow keeping Jesus' presence before our mind and our feelings always. Because the same temptations will come back, and those temptations will try to push Christ to the back of our consciousness. So when temptation arises, one of the best things to do is simply to call on the name of Jesus. For as the Catechism says, to call on his name is to make him more present. Jesus, help me. Jesus, don't let me say that, or write that, or think that, or do that, or click on that. Jesus, please stop me. Jesus, help me to get out of this situation. Jesus, help me not to get into this situation. I know you're there. Jesus, please help me. When we feel Jesus is gone, then we are the prey of sin. But when Jesus comes, when he's beside us and we know it, then sin becomes unthinkable. And so, dear Jesus, never let us forget you again. Then we will be good and brave and holy as you are, Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on in this meditation?
This was a good follow-up for me on a resolution I made recently to be more aware of, or a better way to say it would be, more personal with my relationship with God.
Yeah.
And I was putting that more into practice by whenever I'm thinking about God, and instead of seeing something beautiful and saying, God is good, saying, you are good.
Oh.
And making that more of a direct, not to be speaking about someone, but speaking to someone. And I feel like that's really important for this presence of God, to not be referring to, but speaking to.
If that's that makes sense. That's a great...
As a good clarification to what my resolution was, now that I've practiced it more. And it does change that. It changes, A, my love for God, but also the awareness of someone's presence. It's kind of like when you're talking about someone and they're in the room and they say, hey, I'm right here.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good point.
Exactly. But also, this brought up a question for me when I understood it in a different way. So I wonder if this is the answer. But you said saying the name of Jesus makes him more present.
It makes it in our consciousness.
That's exactly what I was going to clarify, or what I assumed the answer was. That yeah. It doesn't, it's not like he's less present and then we summon him, but that we become aware of his presence, and that's incredibly important.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Glad we were on the same page there.
That was also, it struck me again how I had a conversation with an Uber driver.
Oh, sudden right turn.
And we were talking and about some tragic things in the world. And he made the comment in a kind of a disgusted, despairing way. Where is God? Where is God? In the sense of, how could God allow these things to happen?
Mm-hmm.
But if God were so omnipresent in a way that we couldn't deny it,
mm-hmm.
then it would, in a sense, take away our freedom.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even Adam and Eve somewhat physically walk away and hide themselves and move away from God to do something that they know they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Even in a place where they... I thought that was such an interesting part of this meditation. This is a good reminder that even when God had a physical presence, or a tangible presence, a visible presence, people walked away from him to do their evil, or
yes.
they, when he was out of earshot, or
yeah.
behind their, I mean, Judas was around Jesus and was still stealing money.
Yeah.
But it's this idea that without the awareness of God, we have a tendency to do whatever we can get away with,
yeah.
whatever people won't see.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's an importance of unity of self, in a way, that you would do the same things behind closed doors that you would do in front of.
No, yeah, absolutely. So we get kind of frustrated because we don't see God and we don't sense his presence. But he does it that way. He makes it that way to leave us free to act, to really be free.
Yeah.
And we don't appreciate how he's given us freedom. The other thing I was thinking about was that whenever in the world we want to do something really bad to other people, we have to remove the presence of God.
I see what you're getting at. You're talking about like communist Russia. You're talking about
how'd you know I was thinking about
Nazi Germany.
How'd you know I was thinking about that? Because
I don't know. You're right. At first, I was like, "What? Like you remove images?" No, it's quite literally like I think of having read the letters of Blessed Franz Jägerstätter.
Yeah,
saying that it wasn't illegal to be Catholic at that time, but they greatly discouraged God in every corner of community because it meant that, in a way, Hitler wasn't, he wasn't their God.
Yeah.
He wasn't the thing that they were obeying above all else. They essentially said, you can go to Mass, but don't not come to these youth rallies because of it. Don't put that first, put this second, and maybe don't even go at all. And they slowly suppressed it out. Even if it wasn't outright banned, there was a removal of God.
Right.
And obviously there is a direct removal of God with communism.
Yeah. Oh, communism, well, they denied that there was a God. Communist system was absolutely atheistic, and then they outlawed the church, because if they could remove God, there is no God, because God is the source of human rights. Mm-hmm. So if you remove God, you have no one to appeal to.
Yeah.
You have nothing to appeal to if someone does something to you unjustly.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
So they had to get rid of God.
Not to mention at that point, there's no God. You're now just fighting for your own survival. So you should they're telling you, you should do whatever you need to do to survive. And that means following exactly my orders, my world, my regime, because all that matters to you now is survival.
Exactly.
So if you're a soldier, I don't know if it would have been KGB or what in communist Russia, but if you're a Nazi or something, they're saying, you just need to do what you need to do to survive. Stop worrying about this whole morality thing. Just worry about your basic instincts of survival.
Exactly. Then when we look at what we've done here in the West with radical secularism, we have forgotten God purposely. We've removed God from mm-hmm. the world, so not so much so that we can do evil to others, but that we can just do whatever evil we want.
Mm-hmm.
We remove God from everything, so now we get to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Because he's not looking, because he's not there. This is why, because it struck me that all those fighting communism in, let's say, Poland and the Soviet and Russia and all those places, they were saying that religious freedom is the foundation of all freedoms. And I thought, how can that be? Well, religious freedom means you have the freedom to acknowledge that there is a God and worship him.
Mm. And that's freedom.
Well, and that's the foundation of human rights.
Yeah. And again, just the, obviously there's some religions that sort of weed out free choice and move towards predestination, but the core of our faith is the importance of free will. And there are many situations or societies that would like you to not think about your free will.
That's right.
That it's all accidental, it's all instinctual, it's all animalistic.
And it's also why it's so important for us to have two things: religious images in our homes, in our place of work, to mm-hmm. remind us God is there and he's watching. Not like an overlord, but how would we say it? Not he's mm-hmm. not there. We're not trying to remind ourselves so that we lose our freedom, but so that we use it well.
Yeah, I've been very lucky. I was thinking about this during the meditation. I've been so incredibly lucky to be subleasing from my grandparents right now, because Grandpa, he has all of these incredible images of the faith all around the house.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of two things. A, it's the presence of Christ in my life. I have religious imagery everywhere.
Yeah.
But also just the kind of man that he is, the kind of man that Grandpa is, that is so prime in his life. That is so important to him.
It's so true. And it just struck me that as I grew up,
yeah,
I knew that God was real. And I knew that Jesus was God, partly because I saw religious images constantly.
Now that you mention it, I had the same experience. Just around the house, there were so many religious images and crosses, like obviously crosses are, but I... like icons versus like crucifixes, things like that in the house. And being submersed in reminders is really helpful because we're a very forgetful kind of people.
We're very forgetful. How about when we were in Lyon and there were statues of Mary on outsides of building, niches on outsides or on top of buildings, on street corners, everywhere you turn.
The apartment that I was staying in for those couple weeks, I didn't even realize until halfway through. I look up, I'm like, what's in that? Oh, that's another statue of Mary.
Yeah.
Just all over. And she's looking over the whole city. You can't go anywhere without seeing her.
This is why it's so important for us to have, we need religious images. We need the constant reminder of God's presence. Otherwise, we will fall into sin. Well, let's do what you do. Every time we see an image of Jesus or Mary, let's talk to them directly and deepen our friendship. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.